Less than a month after the military took over his country in a coup in February, Myanmar's ambassador to the UN spoke out in the General Assembly.
In our fight against the military regime.
Ever since, the generals have wanted to fire him and replace him with their own ambassador. Gulam Isakzai was appointed Afghanistan's ambassador to the UN at the end of July. But less than 4 weeks later, the man who appointed him, President Ashraf Ghani, had fled and the government he represented had been replaced. The Taliban want Ambassador Isakzai to be replaced by one of their spokesmen, Suhail Shaheen. The UN General Assembly has a 9-member credentials committee which must decide who should have the UN seat in both cases. One of those members is Russia. Does it believe there should be a change in representation?
It's a very philosophic question, I would say. It's very difficult to answer yes or no in this regard. Russia, of course, prefers to interact with those who represent their countries, who represent their governments.
Kelly Curry was one of the US's ambassadors at the UN during the Trump administration. She's also a strident advocate for human rights in Myanmar. She told me her experience suggests the UN will try to delay any decision.
This willful moral blindness pervades the institution at this point. You have a very weak Secretary General who's not a strong leader, who's not going to push parties to make difficult decisions, and who won't take the necessary leadership to push the system out of its current rut. So I think that a continued stasis, status quo that pleases no one is the most likely outcome, yes.
Whatever the committee decides, this is not the end of the matter. The committee will come up with a report that then goes to the entire UN General Assembly. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, at the United Nations.